Quick, do something or you're going to be the lion's lunch. Do you run? Do you hide? Using the same scale of 1 to 10, what number would you give your energy levels now? And what word would you use to describe how you feel? I'm guessing there's a big difference in both. You have just experienced a change of state. In this case, moving from low and lethargic to alert and powered up. It's something that takes place in training grounds and stadiums across the globe every day. Managers have the power to change players' states in a heartbeat. They can drain their emotional energy with criticism and negativity, or like the lion in the room, they can get the players energized and highly motivated. I want to take a closer look at state, because the effect that the mind has on performance is so important. Claudio Ranieri was good for me, and he was happy to give me my break and play me. And over time, his confidence in me grew. He used to call me a Rottweiler. I remember we had a game against Charlton in the league and he was going through the names of the players. When he got to midfield, he said Gronkær, Lampard, and instead of saying Nicholas, he said Rottweiler. Everyone was in absolute hysterics because of his accent and his use of the nickname. Looking back now, it was a clever psychological move. I think the reason he did it was to take the pressure off me as a youngster in the team, trying to solidify a career and prove I deserved to be there. It took pressure off the team as a whole because the game was an important one we had to win to remain in the Premier League title race. The whole atmosphere in the changing room changed with that one joke. When Jose Mourinho took over at Chelsea, I was worried like most young players when they're on the fringe and the manager gets sacked. We all know if the incoming manager doesn't favour you, you can't move to another Premier League team like the more established players, so the only way is down. I felt vulnerable, a young squad player who had been given a chance by Ranieri. That was until I learned that Mourinho knew everything about me, including how many appearances I'd made. I thought, wow, it was reassuring and impressive. He made me feel as though I was important to him before he had decided whether I was important to him. He won me over from day one. Other managers were not doing that. He was different and he set the bar. Two things that really impressed me about Mourinho. On the first day we trained, we did a keep ball square and he absolutely blasted one of his assistant managers in front of all the players. At the time I was shocked. But looking back, it was a clever move because you think, there are no favourites here. If he thinks someone's wrong, he will tell them they're wrong, whether they're his assistant or not. At other clubs, it's never like that because coaches are never wrong. Secondly, we had a pre-season game against Oxford United FC and he knew every detail about their players. This is a man that had just won the biggest competition with Porto, the Champions League, and now the manager of Chelsea. And he took the time to do thorough research for a pre-season game of a team that were leagues below us. By doing so, he gave us no reason to not do well. He also made us familiar with situations we would come up against. Our minds were reassured, which allowed our physical talents to shine through. Alexis Nicholas, former Chelsea and Cyprus international. The state you're in. Your state is the condition you're in at a specific time. Your way of being, your mood and your feelings arising from your physiology, thinking and emotions. The main way we experience and interpret the world around us is through our state. It can cause us to feel motivated or depressed and everything in between. State has been acknowledged more in football through youth module courses and the use of sports psychologists. Both are playing a key role in pushing the game in a more mindful direction, but there are question marks over whether they're going in enough detail. Although the focus is usually on the player, an understanding of state is as important for trainers and managers. I believe that an emotionally sound person has a positive impact on the player, providing a positive place to filter experience, improve outcomes, and allows them to express themselves in a different way. Players and managers may still not be familiar with the concept of state, but unconsciously, they rely on it heavily. They talk about getting into the zone and different things to get into a resourceful state. To get game ready, some use music. Others have their own personal superstitions and rituals. As a team, players often shout, "Come on, you lads," before they leave the changing room, which is followed by an intense breathing, pouring, and double jump. Throughout my 20-year involvement in professional football, I have seen and experienced three performance states that neurolinguistic programming recognizes. Unresourceful state, URS. This has a negative and detrimental effect on performance, a career, or a life. People in this state may demonstrate anger, loss of confidence,